Welcome to Everyday Ways to Cut Costs as a Family. My name is Sarah Dimmerman, also known as Help Me Sarah, and today I'm in conversation with Christine Hoheisel. Christine is married and mom to two children. By day, she catches up on sleep when she can, and by night, she's often found in her nursing position at one of Toronto's biggest hospitals. Christine is passionate about whatever she does, at home with her family, at work, or with her friends. She believes that treasured memories are what's most important in life and finds ways to make these happen even when the experiences seem unaffordable at first glance. So Christine, maybe we can begin with that. I know that you and your family just came back from a trip to Europe, and actually it was funny, this morning on television on one of the morning shows, I was watching one of the travel experts talk about how to go to Europe for under $50 a day. And he had actually itemized, you know, how he had gone, and he'd gone to local restaurants as opposed to going to special restaurants, and, you know, had two beers and like a pub lunch or a pub dinner for like 15 pounds, you know, and he calculated all up to be $44 for the day. And that was one person, but so I'm sure it's a little bit more when you're traveling as a family. But maybe we could begin by you sharing, you know, you went to Europe with your family this summer and you knew that you had a budget within which you wanted to stay. So how did you make that happen?
I'm laughing because when I'm thinking of the food, we actually had our cheaper days on our trip, and then we had what we called a splurge day. So for instance, when we were in Germany, we really enjoyed the falafels and the donairs and the quote unquote street food for the day. So we would have,
in Germany, they have falafels.
They have amazing, amazing falafels. Yeah. When we were in Berlin, fabulous. So we had falafels, for instance. And then when we were on our final day, we had an actual sit down traditional German dinner, which was a little pricier.
So you kind of balanced it.
Yes. So we would have our splurge days when it came to food. In terms of the trip itself, we researched ahead of time and looked at flights. So typically a flight from Toronto to London for four people was in and around the $5,000 range. And on further research, we actually looked at Montreal to Brussels and found that we actually saved $2,000.
So just by driving to Montreal, you saved $2,000 as a family.
Just by driving to Montreal, we saved $2,000 as a family. And that paid for our rail pass.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So just even simple things like that. And I remember you sharing with me once that you'd gone on a cruise, and you had also, I think, driven to a further destination instead of flying and taking a cruise liner from there.
Absolutely.
Am I remembering correctly?
Absolutely. We drove and we went from Toronto to Baltimore and stayed overnight in a hotel and took a look and found out that many hotels offer stay one night and park for free.
Okay.
So we had free parking for the entire time and hopped on a cruise ship and saved money that way as well.
How do you find out about all this stuff?
You know what? It is so easy. In the advent of the internet, everything is online and it's just a click away. And really, it's much, much easier than people realize.
So what do you type in? Just like on a budget, or do you just...
We went and looked at cruise and stay.
Right.
And for this particular instance, park and fly, cruise and stay, sleep one night. It's all there.
But you probably wouldn't know to type that in until you had maybe started out with a simpler search. Like you'd start out by just, you wouldn't know cruise and stay unless you knew about it, correct?
Right. So you can look at a cruise website, you know, cruisecritic.com in this particular case.
So you would actually, it's about doing research.
It's about doing research, and it's so easy, and it's just, it's all there.
And there's so many deals to be found.
Tons.
And then I know even in terms of accommodation in Europe, I remember you sharing prior to your trip that you were a little apprehensive about some of the places you had booked into.
Yes.
And how did that turn out?
Fantastic. Fantastic. We actually, our biggest challenge was, we're a family of four, and Europe tends to accommodate families of three.
You mean the hotel rooms?
Hotel rooms.
Right.
So a lot of them, were extremely expensive. And also we would require two rooms in some cases.
Right.
So we checked out hosteling and we were amazed at how affordable hosteling is, how clean it was, how many families are actually doing it. And we paid a third of what we would normally would pay in a hostel, in a hotel.
So you still get the experience of Europe as a family by day. And how much time were we really spending in our rooms at night anyway?
Minimal. We were there at night. We were there to sleep. And basically, we spent the day sightseeing.
Exactly. So, you know, you talk about going on the internet, which is a great idea in terms of finding out what you can save and how you can save. But what are some other ways that you've saved in everyday life? Like, I know I'm thinking coupons are one way.
Absolutely. I'm a huge couponer, mm-hmm. and the more I do it, the easier it is, and it just becomes everyday habit now.
So when you say you're a couponer, what does it mean to be a couponer? What do you have to do to become that?
To become that, you basically go into grocery stores and there are coupons pretty much in every aisle in some of the stores, whether it's bread, whether it's eggs, whether it's new products.
And so people are just not seeing them?
I don't see them.
I don't see them when I go shopping. So they're obviously not on every item, but they're quite prevalent.
They're much more prevalent than people realize.
So you just kind of pull them off above the product and then you hand it in when you get to the cashier?
Or I don't even necessarily need it at that point.
Oh, okay.
So what I do is I collect as I go along.
Right.
And I have I'm at that time I just put them in my purse. And right. then when I get home, I have an accordion file, quite handy, alphabetized. And for instance, yesterday I had to pick up something and I noticed there was a new coupon for chicken coating. Well, I don't necessarily need that today, but right. I will in the future. And I just store it away.
So you said you alphabetize it. So
yes.
you have like a mini kind of accordion file.
Yep.
I think you can get one specifically for coupons, actually, or ones
yep.
that are kind of a similar size or a little larger. And then how do you alphabetize like breadcrumbs would go under B type of thing?
No, usually it's more brand specific.
Okay.
But let's say...
So Kellogg's would go under K.
Absolutely.
And I guess everybody could find their own way, right? Because
yes.
I think I may not remember what product or may change my products, may not be as loyal as you are. Therefore, I might put breadcrumbs under B.
Yep.
And then bread would also go under B, and then I guess I would just go look under the B's, anything related to bread, for example.
Yep.
So I guess everybody has their own way of doing that. So you're getting it from grocery stores, but where else do you get your coupons from?
A lot of them are actually inside packages themselves. An example, for instance, was iced tea. Nestea iced tea had inside the actual carton, buy one movie, get one free.
Okay.
Bread, they'll have butter and cheese and yogurt, and actually inside the package, you'll get like a little insert with coupons.
Right.
If you're buying paper towels, you'll get a whole package. I got a whole package of the same company that sponsors the laundry detergent, that sponsors the dishwasher detergent. So it's actually... They're much more readily available than people realize,
or we don't
even pay attention to them.
Inside packages, in grocery stores. I know I'm not very good at this. You know, the local newspaper, for
mm-hmm.
example, I think often is more coupons than it is paper even. But typically my paper, and I read the paper because I like local stuff, but then I put that along with the coupons that I've not even looked at back in my blue box
mm-hmm.
for recycling.
Mm-hmm.
But you obviously don't do that.
No, because, I mean, the latest insert that came this week says save up to $124 in coupon savings. If somebody had put $124 into your newspaper, would you throw that in the green bin?
Exactly.
No.
In the blue box, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, when you put it that way, that's like $124 that's in your pocket.
Absolutely.
Now, some people might say, I don't have time for this.
You know what? One of the things also to be aware of is a lot of the stores price match. So you actually only need to go to one store. You look at the specials, you take your coupons, and you can basically access it all in one store as well.
So what you're saying is even if a coupon is specific for one supermarket, if you take that coupon to another supermarket, they'll match that price that's in the coupon?
No. What I mean is, for instance, let's say that something is on sale in one store,
right,
and you have a coupon for it,
right,
but you're actually not shopping at that store.
Right.
You can take the flyer from that store and go to the store that price matches, and then use your coupon towards that.
Right. I think that's what I was trying to say. So basically, it doesn't have to be specific to the store that's mentioned in the coupon.
No.
But so in that way, you're not having to run to different stores to get what you need. But what about when people say, I don't have time to sit down and clip these coupons and organize them? I mean, really, I mean, I would assume you would say it's well worth it.
Well worth it. Well worth it. And it becomes, the incentive is greater when you actually realize how much you save.
Right.
So, you know, in the beginning when I was starting out, it was like, okay, wow, I actually saved $5. And then you realize as time goes on, well, there's $8. Wow, I just saved $10. So
Not on one thing, but accumulate.
In general, accumulate, yeah.
How do you figure out what you've saved?
It says at the bottom, actually, on the number of coupons tendered, and it gives you the amount, too.
Oh.
So you actually can see it on your register tape at the end. It's like, wow, I really saved. And it just becomes so habitual. I carry my little accordion binder in a smaller bag. You know, we have our recyclable bag. So now when you go shopping, you always take your recyclable bags with you to put your groceries in. Well, this actually comes along with me I have in my little bag, and it's just the norm now.
And that's why it's handy, so that if you buy something that you maybe even weren't anticipating buying, you can at least don't have to say, oh, I left my coupon at home.
That's right.
Because you have it with you.
That's right.
So do you do it a specific day every week? Do you sit down like every Thursday night and clip coupons, or is it kind of like as you go along?
As I go along, it just becomes habitual. I know that Thursday nights the flyers are out, so I'll take a look. And really more researching sort of what's on sale. And ideally, you want a coupon to match that sale. So if something is on sale and it's half price and you also have a $2 coupon, well, you're pretty much walking away with it for nothing.
So, you know, you see those shows on TV. I forget the name of it. Do you remember?
Extreme Couponing.
Right, Extreme Couponing. And then you see some of the people like literally leave the store and not paying a penny, but they've gotten all their week's groceries. I mean, is that really true, do you think? I mean, can that really happen?
It happens. It happens much easier in the States.
Right.
One of the things we aren't quite on par with the States is they allow a lot of internet coupons.
Okay.
And Canada's a little bit behind on that. But the savings are absolutely significant. And yeah, in the States, they do walk away with literally free groceries.
Wow. So if you put the time and effort into it, you can save a fortune.
Absolutely.
And maybe not even have to pay from time to time your entire, so long as you're careful. But it does seem like a lot of work. But as you said, maybe once you get a system happening and it becomes now, and what about, you know, you're the mom, so you're taking the lead here, but do you have a husband that supports that, or children that support that, or do they, sometimes moms who do a lot of couponing or try to save will actually get teased by their kids? So I don't know. What do your kids say?
Well, my 14-year-old is very appreciative of the trip to Europe.
Yes. That's good that he's appreciative.
Really not keen to walk around with a coupon when he's going out with his friends.
For sure, yeah. Well, why is that? I mean, why do people think it's like, do they, you know, it's kind of like not cool.
You're cheap.
Yeah, that's the idea.
It's not
right?
okay
you're
to be cheap. Oh,
right.
My gosh.
That's the bad reputation that couponing gets, right? Is that you're cheap.
Yes,
as
you're
opposed
cheap.
To being sensible.
Absolutely.
Right. So go back to,
as opposed to being wise, you're considered cheap. But
right. Yeah. It's too bad. So your 14-year-old would maybe be embarrassed to take like a movie coupon or something like that.
Yes, so ideally you can actually, with this coupon, you order it online ahead of time. So
it's the embarrassment.
So now, he used the coupon at home, online.
Behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors, and then was just able to access the ticket when he went to the theater.
And so, I mean, part of that I think being a kid is you don't have the same appreciation.
Not at all.
Because you're not the person generating the money and realizing how exciting it is to have more money in your bank account.
That's right.
Right. So they don't have that same appreciation. And as you said, may consider you even cheap, but that shouldn't deter you.
Not at all.
What about your younger child? How is she in terms of, Does she support you more? Or is she just kind of like a bystander?
She collects coupons for me.
Oh, good for her.
When we go shopping, she's thrilled. When she finds them, she pulls them off and she goes, "Here, mommy."
So, that's great. So she
eyes them. She spots them before I do.
And what about your husband?
Loves the vacations and the extras we get as a result of it.
So he may not clip the coupons, but he certainly is supportive and encouraging.
And is pretty much in awe, you know, when you actually show him, wow, this is how much we saved. He's in awe, actually.
So he considers that to be a forte almost.
Absolutely. Yes, he does.
It's interesting you were saying about your daughter, you know, pulling the coupons off for you and giving them to you. And I'm thinking, you know, you're teaching her a very valuable life lesson to be able to, as you said, be open and aware of what's around you and how you can save money. So is that how you learned? Did you learn from your mom too?
Well, I had a single mom. I grew up in a single mom household, and we were definitely of modest means. And my mom was she would see something on sale and, you know, we would buy 10 tuna because, you know, we save 50 cents
per can.
And it was a lot.
Right.
So, I remember collecting cash register tapes, submitting them in for an exhibition pass, which was full of coupons.
Right.
So, yeah, I learned from her actually. So.
So you're passing that on through the generation?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a great tips for using coupons. Mm-hmm. What other ways have you found to save money other than coupons? I'm thinking, by the way, not just of coupons that you've talked about, but I know there are many websites even that offer, you know, coupons that you can purchase online and then redeem later on.
Yes.
Would that be another way that
Absolutely.
You might?
Absolutely.
So maybe getting on lists of lists of websites that actually do that kind of
It's becoming bigger and bigger and bigger as well. And you can get anything ranging from detail car cleaning to bowling to family, different family events. There's so much online now as well.
And you found those websites to be credible.
Absolutely credible. Mm-hmm. Vacations, last minute sell-offs. There's so much that the internet actually has now. So I'm subscribed to all of them.
And a lot of them are daily deals, right?
Daily deals. And it just pops up on your phone. You can take a quick look and absolutely. And you can actually do it for more cities. So one of the things that I find is if I know, for instance, I'm going to, let's say, Orlando, you know, which is
Florida.
Disney. Yeah, right. Disney World. Or if we're just going to go cross border shopping, let's say to Buffalo.
Right.
I'm actually subscribed to the same website, the websites that have the daily deals for the cities, and you can purchase them.
So you can be specific.
You can be specific to the city that you want in the event that you're going to go to that city, and there's restaurant deals, there's sightseeing deals, there's activities for that particular city as well. So it's not just limited to the city you're in.
And there are also books, I think, that you can even purchase every year where you can get discounts at restaurants and hotels and stuff. I'm just thinking back to the internet coupon deals. And I guess the only thing that people need to be sensible about is not buying beyond what they need, right?
Absolutely.
Because I know I've been, well, not often, because I've used a lot of those deals and done really well with that. But there have been a couple of times where I've purchased something, maybe even as a gift for my husband, and then he hasn't really wanted or used it. And then it's lapsed because some of those deals have expiry dates on them, correct? So you just got to organize that and buy sensibly. You don't want to go overboard because it's so easy to get that, right? What about other programs like reward programs?
I am an Air Miles fanatic, saver, and it is, again, so easy to do as well.
So tell us about that.
So I know a lot of people say, well, I only collect so many miles. It's like much easier than people realize. So for instance, they have something called double dipping. So I actually have credit cards that are linked into the Air Miles program.
Okay.
And if you shop at the sponsors,
right.
for instance, there's a specific grocery store, there's a specific gas station, there's a specific hardware store where you actually get, you will get Air Miles and you show them your Air Miles card
right.
and then also pay with your Air Miles credit card.
Right.
And that's what they call double dipping.
So you get points on your card towards like air mile points on your credit card.
Yes.
But you also get air mile points on the Air Miles card itself.
Right. And then you, what you can also do is, I do a lot of gift cards,
okay.
which I actually buy the gift cards, but I'm actually using the gift cards myself.
So you buy the gifts for yourself.
Yeah. So for instance, in a gas station that sponsors Air Miles, you can purchase gift cards.
Gift cards for the gas?
You buy the gas. And they, a minimum, let's say a minimum, right now they have a thing on right now, if you buy $30, a minimum amount of $30 of gas, you get 10 times the Air Miles.
So hang on. So it's not when you fill up, it's actually buying a gift card for $30?
No, you fill up for $30.
Right.
Which I do.
Right.
And then I'll buy a $50 movie card.
Right.
Which gives me $80 at the gas station, which
right.
I'm going to use.
Right.
So for $80, I just got 30 Air Miles. And, I also, so I got 30 Air Miles on my Air Miles card, and I also earned 8 Air Miles on my credit card.
Okay.
And I'll do that for everything from, restaurants. They have gift cards. They have gift cards for purchases, electronic stores, major department stores.
Okay.
So I get hundreds of Air Miles that way.
So if I'm understanding correctly, instead of going to the movie theater and buying a gift card that you're going to use yourself,
mm-hmm.
you'd buy it at the sponsor, at the place, like a gas station.
Yes.
That is a sponsor of the Air Miles program.
Yes.
And therefore you're collecting Air Miles
yep.
that you can again then use towards purchasing other things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can even buy gas ahead of time. So you can go to this gas station and buy $200 worth of gas cards, which you're going to use.
Right.
And you end up with right now 80 Air Miles.
Wow.
I know.
and then do Air Miles
and
expire?
Actually they have a 5-year expiry rate now. They didn't before. But the other thing to remember too with Air Miles, it isn't just travel. It is, you can redeem it for, groceries and gas as well. So let's say right now 95 Air Miles is $10 off groceries. 95 Air Miles is $10 off gas. So if you choose not to travel, but you actually want to redeem it, they have, a reward balance. You can choose either, cash or, the dream balance. So you can actually get money back on that.
Well, how do you, you've been doing this for a while, so I guess.
It's just
second
nature.
And the more you
nature.
Do it, it's
just
habitual.
Absolutely.
But, so, cause it sounds, when you're saying it, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, how would I remember, you know, what to do? But what I'm hearing is that maybe you're not doing, like, you don't have tons of different credit cards. You're not,
no.
Are you focusing on Air Miles then? Or
yes.
You, okay.
Yes.
So for you, Air Miles, that's your chosen.
Yes.
Way to kind of build up your points.
Right. And you also need to remember that you have to pay off that balance. You don't want
yes.
any, you're not carrying any balance over.
On your credit card.
At your credit card or it's pointless. Because
right,
the money because that you're spending to gain the points, you're paying,
on
interest charges.
Right.
So always keep in mind. And one
so
of the things
before I forget, I'm thinking it's almost like you take your cash.
Yes.
And you put it in an envelope and then you take it to the bank to pay your credit card off.
Yes.
Instead of paying the gas station.
Yes. So just remember that in order for this to be feasible or profitable, you have to be able to pay your balance off at the end of the month.
Right. As you said, exactly, or it defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
What about do you ever collect on other credit cards? I know that there are so many credit cards that have reward programs. Have you ever looked into anything? How do you know that what you're doing is the best? Is it also part of research? Like, would people do well at like exploring Air Miles or exploring other ways to accumulate reward points on different credit cards so that they can see what fits best for their lifestyle? Is that what
for
you
sure.
might recommend?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know that when I've done this in the past, I've literally put almost a half a day or a day aside, you know, and put that down on your list as a project. So, you know, if people are really serious about wanting to save money or getting getting more familiar with reward programs or point programs where they could learn to save money on an everyday basis, then they probably need to set, I'm thinking, a day or a half a day aside and just call, do research, call the companies, have the same kind of questions that they would ask, like how many points do I get for every dollar spent? How do I redeem my points? Do you have a website that I can go on to make sure that I'm tracking my points? And then maybe just pick one or maybe maximum two of those sources to be able to focus on. Because I would imagine if you're doing it all over the place, then you're maybe even doing yourself a disservice, because if you're only collecting very few points on one card and very few points on another card, then you may actually be diluting your rewards. Am I correct in thinking that?
Yes, for sure. And this particular reward program is just so widespread. And I mean, my passion, our passion as a family is traveling and experiences, which is ideal for us, which is why we've pretty much focused on this program.
Right. And then I know that there are other credit cards where you can redeem, where you can pay for movie tickets mm-hmm. with your credit cards, or I think actually with anything with that credit card.
Yes.
And you can actually accumulate points to put towards movies.
Just groceries, you know, there's one chain that, you know, you can redeem your points for groceries.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess it just depends on where you want to, how you want to accumulate points or rewards, where you want to save your dollars, what's most practical for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is there anything that we haven't covered? Any other ways that you've saved money that you think would be really helpful just in everyday expenses? Anything else that you could think of?
Walk away when there's an impulse.
That's a good tip.
No, you're about to buy on impulse. Walk away and think about it first. And that I've done many times. It's like, do I really need this? Let me just see. Is this the most, is this the best price that I can get for this particular item?
And therefore, again, going home to research.
Absolutely.
Whether it actually is the best.
I was going to buy a new printer on impulse. I said, we needed a printer. It's like, wow. Oh, here's a printer. And I walked away and did my homework and saved an extra $80 by doing that.
That's a lot of money to save.
Yeah, it's easier said than done, but it's one of the mottos.
No, it's true.
If you're going to buy something, especially a bigger ticket, just, you know, walk away, look at it, look at that price, and then do your homework.
So absolutely. And I think you're teaching your children a valuable lesson when you do that, because, I think, you know, it's a cliche to say that the kids today are so like caught up with immediate gratification, right? Mm-hmm. So being able to model that, to walk away from something that you really want and need, like a printer, and say, hey, you know, now that we have the specifications, let's go home and compare it. And as you said, with the internet, we have so much information at our fingertips. We don't have to run around and go to every electronic store to look at what things are worth. We can look at online for that.
Everything is online. And they've even, they have a website now where every single flyer of the week or every single flyer for that particular week is all in one site. And it just, you can even compare. It's amazing. So it's,
you mean
it's
for different stores, you mean?
In this case, it was electronic stores, and you can go online, and there were three electronic stores linked to this website, and you can just take a quick look, and it's all there.
Do you remember the name of that website?
Flyerland.
Oh, Flyerland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to Flyerland. There's like every single flyer printed that week is there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good to know about.
Yeah.
And I guess even when you're buying smaller items, like even when you're going grocery shopping, walking away is a good motto too, because, you know, have a grocery list, mm-hmm. look through your cupboards, know what you need. And I mean, we're human beings, and I don't know if you would agree, but I'm thinking you might agree that from time to time you might buy yourself a little treat.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
But as much as possible to be able to stick to your list and to purchase what you need rather than what you want.
And if you want, make sure you have a coupon to match.
Absolutely.
Check your cording and see if you have a coupon.
Yeah. So as you said, it does become self-motivating.
Yes,
it does. Because the more you do, the more you save. And it'd be a cool exercise, I would think, even as a family, your family or anybody that's listening, to actually, you know, I guess it's hard because if you're going to start the couponing now, it's hard to, if you have your receipts from previous weeks, mm-hmm. or maybe even if you pay, you know, with a debit card or something, you could look at what you're paying. Or you probably even know, most people know pretty much what they pay per week out on average. And then to keep your receipts over the next few weeks or however long, however often you shop over the next month, and then have a look at those receipts and actually see how much you're saving. Mm-hmm. And talk about it as a family. Like, you know, as you said, not because we're cheap, but because it's great to save. And this is a way of even taking that money that you've saved, if you've saved $10, saying, you know what, every week, no matter what, whatever the receipt says that we've saved, mm-hmm. let's take that money and put it over here into this kitty. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the year, we'll see how much money we have, and we're going to go on a trip or mm-hmm. go on an outing. Mm-hmm. And I think when the kids see something tangible, it even is even more motivating.
Yep.
Anything else I've missed? I think we've covered most of everyday cost-cutting savings.
Yes. Yep.
Well, thank you so much. I'm in awe of your persistence and your dedication to creating treasured memories without blowing your budget. And thanks for sharing your wisdom and your tips with us.
Thank you.
And to see a full listing of all Help Me Sarah podcasts and to learn more about Christine Hoheisel, please visit the podcast section at www.helpmesarah.com. You can also subscribe to Help Me Sarah podcast on iTunes, subscribe to my Facebook page, which is Sarah Dimmerman, Help Me Sarah, or follow me on Twitter at Help Me Sarah. Until next time.